With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures entitled The True Solution for a Carbon-Free Society.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Supreme Master, here in Ireland, we know we are very concerned about our beautiful world and sincerely strive to do our bit to conserve it and indeed to preserve, you know, the planet. But what do you feel are the best ways that we can go about doing this on an individual basis?
It's like everywhere, Louis. But first of all, you know, I commend Ireland for her leadership in improving our world. As the first country in Europe to implement a smoking ban in workplace. And the Irish government is working hard to promote organic farming. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Bravo.
The tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure.
Cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis.
Stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
A lot of work must be done still to have a beautiful and healthy planet. We have to stop the planetary climate change, stop depleting our water supply, stop deforestation, desertification, ocean pollution, river pollution, species extinction, etc., etc. But All these can be accomplished to a vast degree and very quickly by individuals changing to an organic vegan diet. Yes. And the leading voice in global warming, like the former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Mr. Al Gore, and UK climate expert and economist Lord Nicola Stern have also made statements that being vegetarian for the environment is important. As an individual, by choosing the organic vegan diet, we will save 1.5 tons of carbon emission per year, which is more than the savings from driving a hybrid car for the whole year. We will save 5 to 10 times the amount of grains, and by not eating just 1 pound of beef, we save more water than by not showering daily for 6 months to a whole year. Imagine? Yes. So as a whole, we can shift our food system to organic. Not to organic animal system. My God, they use organic for everything. We have to switch to organic vegan diet, because the organic animal system could even cause more emissions than the conventional way. For example, the Rodale Institute has found that 40% of the CO2 in the air can be absorbed if all the tillable land on the planet were organic vegan. So, in fact, one study calculated that the organic vegan diet saves 94%, Louis, of the greenhouse gas emissions per person per year. That's all we have to do, switch to organic vegan. 94% is saved per person, and the little 6% natural can eat it up in no time. Because natural are also made to protect us, nah? But we just overload nature. Moreover, if all the people in the world are veg, it would preserve the lives of over 1 billion fellow human beings suffering hunger. There would be no more climate refugees, Louis. The earth would heal itself, and there would be more than enough for all the children to grow in health and safety. I'm sure that this day will come, Louis, very soon, as humankind joins hands to make it happen, just like we do now. Please have hope, Louis, and pray.
I do.
I will ask the next question on behalf of Mr. Daniel Kwame Hagbale, who is Chief Division Supervision of Prefectures and Regions at the Ministry of Territorial Administration. And the question is, charcoal is an energy source regularly used in Africa, mostly in household activities, because it's cheaper compared to gas. However, its use has caused many parks to be deforested and not reforested, while the burning of charcoal also increases air pollution. Please, Master, could you give us advice about other energy sources that will be affordable and could help us avoid deforestation and air pollution?
Hello, Mr. Chief Daniel. Yes, I understand. And I am glad people such as yourself are concerned about preserving our forest. We must protect the trees as much as we can. According to the environmental organization Greenpeace, 8% of the Earth's forest-related carbon is stored in the vast rainforest of the Congo River Basin in Central Africa. Scientists predict that continued deforestation of the Congo will release the same amount of CO2 as the United Kingdom emitted over the last 60 years. Imagine that. So it is important to preserve the forest while we still can, because it helps in addressing global warming. Other alternative could be used to avoid deforestation is something called green charcoal or biochar, which has been introduced in Senegal. This is made from agriculture waste products. It's affordable and prevents deforestation. It also absorbs CO2 as well, which is why climate scientists support the use of it. It absorbs the CO2 very well. So this is one alternative. And of course, if possible, you can use a sustainable energy alternative, such as solar oven cooker, which is safer and causes no air pollution at all. So these are just some examples of affordable energy sources we can try and share with one another. I'm sure there are more. You can do some internet research to see any better solution up to date. Yes. But the most important and most urgent once again is the veg diet, VEG diet. This is a good deed that you can do to help save the planet as a whole, because this will most quickly reduce global warming. And it's not just that. Truly, being veg is not just about reducing greenhouse gases. It is about stopping the suffering of the animals and their cruel, inhuman mistreatment. We have to be noble species. We have to be noble human beings. This is what is it all about. We have to stop the inhuman treatment of animals. And if we in Africa join together to be veg, we will be blessed by all the heavens.
Dạ, con hoàn toàn ủng hộ giải pháp trường chai từ bi mà Ngài đã tự ái nghĩ trình. Xin Ngài khai thị thêm phải chăng lối sống thuần chay hữu cơ không những là giải pháp hữu hiệu nhất để cứu địa cầu mà còn là diễn ảnh của một lối sống cao thượng trong tương lai. Khi mà địa cầu hợp nhất với các chúng sanh khai ngộ trong giải ngân hà.
I'm very glad. I'm glad to hear that you support the vegan solution. It is a true solution. Yes, and it is the most effective way to save the planet. The reason is based on the significant planet cooling effect of removing methane from the atmosphere, which happens when we switch to the organic vegan diet. And besides removing the harmful methane emissions, organic tilling methods can actually store 40% of the carbon back into the soil. So to be veg is a way to not only eliminate significant emissions, but to absorb even more carbon from the atmosphere. The organic approach also does not apply harmful chemicals like the ones used for conventional farming. This is very reassuring for anyone who has children, especially as the recent studies show that young persons are particularly vulnerable to the toxic effects of pesticides. So the organic vegan diet is multifold beneficial. Forests also play a tremendous role in absorbing CO2. For example, the forests in the Pacific Northwest region of the U.S. are able to absorb half of all the emissions of the state of Oregon, USA. So we should protect our forests as well, especially from clearing for cattle grazing and for animal feed growing, because these activities even add back many times more greenhouse gases. Most of the deforestation in our world is due to animal raising, taking up a staggering one-third of the entire land area on the globe. Now you ask about a vision of Earth merging with others in the galaxy. That's a big vision. We only need to look at our own neighboring planet, Mars and Venus, to see that the vision is bleak, is disastrous, if we don't make the right choice, the right change. Now, any planetary scientist knows that Mars and Venus went through dramatic atmospheric changes in the past, similar to what we have begun to experience right now. Long ago, Mars and Venus were once a lot like our planet. They had water, life, and people similar to us. But the inhabitants of Mars and Venus destroyed their respective planetary homes because they raised too much livestock, and the gases released trigger an irreversible greenhouse gas effect, plus poisonous hydrogen sulfide in the case of Mars. So that's why we see only the traces of the landforms and oceans that once used to be there. And on Venus, the atmosphere is so heated and choked up with CO2, carbon dioxide, yeah. Scientists thus call it runaway global warming and say this is what the future of Earth might be like. So let's not end up like either Mars or Venus, our neighboring planet. Also, once we stop the killing, then we will generate a more loving, kind, and inviting atmosphere for other noble beings in the galaxy to perhaps join us or be in contact with us. But regardless of the contact with the other beings, humanity must uphold a gentler, higher standard for the Earth to continue supporting life. This greater virtue is absolutely necessary for the conscience to be at peace. So beyond the physical consideration of things like methane gas and toxic chemicals, there is also the spiritual consequence of killing. Killing is still in life the most precious gift to any physical being. Animals are killed for meat consumption in the cruelest ways imaginable that make us human the cruelest beings on the planet. We are the cruelest being on the planet. I don't know if we should call ourselves civilized rate of being. The degrading practice of killing must stop. The killing must stop, and we replace it by virtuous ways of life that are also peaceful and kind. If all of humanity turns to such a standard, this world will be transformed indeed, heralding a true golden age of harmony and happiness for all beings. Let's pray that it will be so.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Thank you, compassionate viewers, for your company for the True Solution for a Carbon-Free Society series, a compilation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures on Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. We bid you adieu and wish you many joyous moments.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.